Alright, time for another draft, physics.com, debatephysics.com, also a video presentation. So, here it is presented. Anyway, so we have one comment to deal with, but, you know, it's the same subject, kinetic energy, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we've been over the argument so many times, but I suppose there's always some possibility of illustrating it in such a way that it finally sinks into you that there's just no way it can be true that this kinetic energy thing has any validity. So, the question, how much energy does it does an electric fan require to go twice the speed? So again, the simple argument is it's twice the momentum. You're going to move the fan twice the speed. Every atom in the fan has to double its speed, its velocity. No other way for it to happen, really. So it's twice the energy. Twice the energy to move twice the mass, twice as fast. Well, the same amount of mass, twice as fast. I don't want to misstate it. What I did was I popped that question into Google. You know, that's what Ian could have done, Ian. It's such an insincere question because he already knows I believe in momentum. He's defending the argument that it takes four times more energy to go twice, to move matter, either twice as much matter. Well, no, he thinks twice as much matter is okay. It's only when you move the speed thing, when you change the velocity. So he doesn't see any correlation to, like, a watt, which is also a joule, between voltage and amperage. He doesn't think there's any disconnect between the fact that we don't have to quadruple the amount of energy to double the voltage, for example. So, you know, there's all these little inconsistencies, and yet he just keeps claiming it's true, but he can't show it to be true. So he can't show any evidence. So I don't know, you know, what's the point of the question? You know, it's one of those questions you didn't insincere kind of question, right? Okay, got it. So I'll go to what I got as a link. So I'll pause and change the browser window. So the fairly standard Google result was something like this Quora page. You know, does a fan running at high speed consume more electricity? And so it just became a conversation about rheostats, you know, and how you alter the voltage, you know, whether you do it with a crude resistor or whether you do it with some transistor combination, you know, that's a little more efficient. It doesn't get as hot, and therefore you don't waste as much energy in the low speed fan, for example. And that's all it was. There's nobody here talking about any kinetic energy. They're all talking about, you know, how it's twice as much energy to go twice as fast and all of that kind of stuff. So no acknowledgement that, you know, no statement that overtly just says, no, don't ever run your fan at high speed, you know, because frankly it's costing you a fortune. Nothing like that. No warning that it takes four times more energy to go twice as fast. Nothing. So all of this and nothing about kinetic energy, and that, you know, in the fan you're running a high-speed fan is very, very expensive. So nothing. So that got me to the point of thinking about, you know, the simplicity of this argument. And I keep trying to point out how, what you really think, you know, a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour has twice as much capacity to work as a 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. I mean, does that make any sense to you? Okay. And really the question is, do you really think a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour has the same energy as two 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour? I mean, if you turn the question around, it becomes even more obvious how ludicrous the proposition is. And so what all these fan people should be saying, you know, if they were going to be accurate, is they should be talking about the fact that, well, if you want to get twice as much wind, you know, in your room, you should have four or five fans on low speeds than one fan at a high speed. because, you know, you're going to get a lot more wind for your money, you know, for how much you're going to pay. Now, that should make no sense to anybody who understands that, well, that's also just creating a bunch of wasted heat and all this other stuff, because you're running more than one motor, and it's, you know, there's a built-in inefficiencies, and, you know, so that can't make any sense. There's four times as many bearings and four times, you know, lots of things that are multiplied in terms of their degrading effect on the system, and yet by the kinetic energy formula, it's absolutely true that you're supposed to save money. You know, so I mean, does it make any sense? I mean, what's the counter argument? I mean, you know, that's your job, Ian. Okay, is to produce the counter argument. You know, and you never address any of these subjects with a counter argument. So, yeah, that sort of just makes it kind of obvious, right? You could just say, okay, I have two 16-pound bowling balls. Okay, it's two of them going 8 miles an hour. That equals one, okay, 8-pound ball going 16 miles an hour. Now, who could that make sense to? Well, good, it misses. It's always something, I don't know. Sheesh. Yeah, I should make the, I don't know, you can't really draw the velocity, so I could just put the 8 pounds in there. that doesn't make any sense. And again, with the fan rotation, you know, if I run the flywheel at twice the speed, you know, their argument is, you know, I'm gonna make the bigger arrow. Well, I shouldn't have made the flywheel bigger. Just make this one bigger and then put a little, you know, I can't really fix it. Doesn't really matter. Okay, I mean, they're saying it's four times more energy. So yeah, if I wanted to get work out of this, then why wouldn't I just make two of these, you know? And then I've doubled my amount of energy, but I haven't gotten into this four trap. So I can just make lots of slow things, can do the work, and I won't pay this penalty. So the two will equal the production of this this one going faster. So faster, you know, there's such a huge penalty to going faster, you know, because of this 1/2 mv². You can sort of, you know, the mv squared part, you can sort of understand anytime I change the velocity, I'm creating a huge increase. But if I change the mass, I'm fairly safe. So I can make more masses doing more work, and I don't have to pay this velocity penalty. And the same would be true in electronics, right? If we had this stupid, you know, 1/2, you know, let's say amps times volts squared, then obviously we would lower the voltage on every circuit, you know, as low as we could go, and just increase the amperage. You know, make big thick wires carrying low voltages, and we'd be hugely more efficient than the opposite. So, I mean, you know, on its face, just, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that I, you know, that I'm, if I have, you know, my fan, you know, two slow fans, okay, you know, two fans going 5 miles an hour, whatever you want to say, you know, somehow is more efficient than one fan going 10 miles an hour. A lot more efficient, you know, twice as efficient. I'm getting twice as much wind here, okay, that I would get here. In the sense that I'm getting the same amount for 1/2 the energy. So I can use 1/2 the amount of electricity doing this that I did doing this. Same wind, 1/2 the electricity using two fans. Doesn't make any sense, right? And then if I want to go even faster, you know, if I wanted to go four times faster, you know, then I can just have four fans, you know, and I'm, you know, more efficient by four times, by twice, than the one fan running at that four times the speed. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. So it's almost like, you know, shouldn't have to keep making this argument. All right, so I guess I'll show another kinetic experiment, a little clip of one. and we'll call this a video. You know, don't need to make a long video, I guess. But we'll see. I mean, yeah, I can pretty easily accidentally make a video a lot longer than I intend. Alright, should be back. Alright, so this is, you know, the video audio isn't too good. The guy's got a pretty harsh accent, so I won't bother detailing it. But it's a one mass against a three mass. And so this is me, this is sort of just arguing the lever argument. So even though it doesn't, you know, the energy doesn't cycle perfectly, it goes through, you know, it goes through two transitions. So, you know, the first time it hits, well, you'll see that, but it does have a consistency. I mean, it is a resonance. It's just that it has four cycles to the resonant pattern. Let's see, does this work? I think I have to click here. Let's see if this forward arrow works. No, it didn't work. Okay. I'll try it here once more. Okay, now it might work. Let's see. Yeah, there it goes. It's 5 seconds. That might be too big a jump. Oh, that's way too big a jump. Yeah, okay. Forget it. I don't know what it did there. Yeah, anyway. All right, we'll just go back to here, and we'll just do this in little pieces. Okay, so the one mass you saw was pulled back pretty much to the blue thing there, a little short of there. Okay. Okay, and so then it hits, and both of them get some energy. So one of them goes backwards, the light one, and the heavy one goes forward. And I would argue, you know, this is, you know, I would argue that it can't go forward with any extra momentum. So the total momentum in the two objects equals the momentum that went in. All right, and so the big one doesn't go very far. So that's as far as it goes, right? So it goes like an inch, and the other thing moved like 3 inches coming in. So this is the first cycle. Now they both have a portion of the energy. And now the exchange is going to be complete in the sense they're both moving. So, and they had a total energy when they came in. And now the little one should bounce all the way, take all the energy now. In the reflection. So the big one stops, and now the little one has all the energy back, and it goes, you know, back to where it started from. Can't go any further than that, obviously. So it goes back to the starting position, and now you're redoing the experiment. It's essentially like you just let it go again. And so now the same thing is going to happen. The heavy one will go off, the little one will reflect back. All right, and you know, there's the total energy still has to be the same energy that went in, the same momentum, right? Okay, so the heavy one only goes like 1/3 the distance, the little one goes 3 times the distance. So it's completely consistent with the mass and velocities. All right, so now that they were both moving, but now all the energy goes back into the little one again, and it'll come up short because it's running, you know, slowly but surely it's going to run out of energy. So yeah, it's a bit short of the last time. Now the big one is quiet, right? Little one crashes in, does the same thing, you know, half the energy goes one way, half the other way, so to speak. And now they're both moving. Oh, and now they changed the view. Well, that's kind of a bummer. I didn't think he did that. I don't remember that. But anyway, let's see if it goes back. So yeah, now it stays this view. All right, but you can see how small the movement in the big object is and how big the movement is in the small one, and the velocities are comparable to how far they move. And it's 1/3 to, you know, 3/3. And it just keeps going like that. So it keeps going in the same pattern. The big one stops, the big one moves. The big one stops, the big one moves. And the little one moves a little or moves a lot. Moves a little, moves a lot. So the little one moves every time there's a contact, and the big one moves every other time there's a contact. But clearly the amount they move, it's clearly proportional to their masses, which is 3 to 1. and there is no extra kinetic energy in the small one, okay? Clearly, you're going to understand when the big one's quiet, the little one has to have all of the energy, and it can't make energy, and it can't destroy energy. There's no destroying the energy, right? Just the incremental tiny losses to air resistance and whatever friction there is in the rope and fulcrum. So, you know, it's pretty obvious there's no sign of kinetic energy working here. There's no place where you say, oh, look at all that extra energy in the system. It's, you can just follow the energy. It's just going from one object to the other object, and then they share it. Then it goes from one object, has all of the energy, then they share it. And then one object has all the energy, then they share it. You can't keep changing how much energy there is in the system because the energy is in the big object. All of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of losses. So we lose a whole bunch of energy when the big object's moving, and we gain a whole bunch of energy when just the small object's moving. I mean, that's what the kinetic energy theory says is happening. And it doesn't make any sense. You can't keep destroying the energy and then recreating the energy and then destroying the energy and then recreating the energy. Momentum answers the question perfectly satisfactorily, and you don't need any of this crap. These commercials on these, you know, these small channels with commercials is really annoying. Especially when they do this, where you can't even get out of the commercial. Annoying. The internet. Alright, anyway. So that's probably enough of an argument. So, they can't link. They're just going to keep posting raggy little rhetorical questions and nonsense. They won't address anything said in these videos, and they won't post links to any kind of experimental evidence. So please, if you're going to make an argument in defense of kinetic energy, post a link to an experiment, okay? Not a derivative, an actual experiment that shows kinetic energy being collected, that shows 5-ton trains going 10 miles an hour doing twice as much work as 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour. Show me the evidence. Show me the fan on high speed or 2x speed using 4 times more electricity. Show me. You know, take me to your evidence. All right. So it's probably enough of a video. Yeah. All right. So, till the next time and such, this has been another draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also, but I can't find any person willing to debate, because that would require them to actually answer my questions. They'd have to address them. Why isn't there any evidence? For 300 years, you're saying it takes 4 times more energy to go twice as fast. For 300 years, you say it. And you can't produce any physical evidence. You think that's good science. That's the science that should convince everybody. Everybody should be convinced by that science. Now that sounds like dogmatic religion. All hail and pray to, you know, the MV squared. Well, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, ain't going to happen.